What does a farmer do when he retires from working the land? For Gary Bakker, he really wasn't looking to get away from agriculture. Instead, he began to recreate what he had known from a youth, and in the process, created a site that many are clamoring to see. It's quite a place and quite a story, and it's next on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Gary Bakker has farmed all of his life, but as he grew older, he found it difficult to stay on top of some of the latest technology.
Two grandsons came into the farming operation just when all the computers were coming out and all the equipment, and I don't know much about computers, so I had to have them help me all the time, and they got tired of that, so pretty soon they came in and says, "Grandpa, we got to do this."
So Gary turned all of the farming over to those grandsons and the younger family members. But what to do with all of that newfound time?
That's when I started buying all my stuff back.
What Gary means is he set out to buy either the original or same model of cars and tractors he'd owned as a young man. But as Gary began to purchase some of those cars and tractors, he needed a place to house them. He built a 3-story barn, which today doubles as his own museum and event center called Barnacopia. When you walk in the front doors, you'll find a see-through floor, and underneath, you'll find one of Gary's other special tractors.
That's a Ford 8N. I started driving an 8N4 when I was 4 years old, finally hooked onto the plow when I was 6, and plowed forever.
And yet another interesting tractor is found at the very top of the building.
In the 4th story, I got a tractor and a cupola. My wife came up to me one morning and said, "Can we put a tractor in the cupola?" Next morning we got together and I said, "Well, you can put a tractor in the cupola if it goes around."
What he means is there is a John Deere 620 tractor that spins in the cupola on top of the barn. And the silo of the barn has 2 bedrooms plus a library in the top. Barnacopia hosts many weddings, reunions, parties, and gatherings throughout the year. It can be toured at other times, but you'll need an appointment. It is truly a beautiful place that features many of the cars, tractors, and memorabilia of Gary's life and farming. Traveling the countryside near Polo, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.